अनचारि यमुना से राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी राधा मा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंशला भक्ति विदान गोस्वामी महाराज शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्य स्तोत्र सचरी श्रृंशला भक्ति सिद्धांत शास्त्री ठाकुर महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन बीवीटी फाउंडर आचार्य हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवा सदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्रीराधा कृष्ण रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंडगिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय। श्री श्री नवदीप द्वारका धाम की जय। श्री धाम मायापुर धाम की जय। श्री श्री यमुनामयी गंगमयी की जय। श्री श्री तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय। श्री श्री साम वेद भक्त वृंद की जय। युग धर्म हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय। अवर लविंग स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर इज डिवाइन ग्रेस मोस्ट मर्सीफुल सेवियर ऑफ द फॉलन श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय। श्री श्री न्यू द्वारका धाम की जय। निताय गौर पे मनंदी निताय गौर पे मनंदी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज टू संबलपुरी ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड गौरंग ऑल ग्लोरी टू जवान ग्रेस शिला प्रभुपाद। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमणोविष्णुं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामायं ददाति स्वावदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सागना रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णापादान् साहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीकान्त श्रीराधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वांछा कल्प दर्विश कृपा सिंधु पतिता नाम पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमणोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मायं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरं वैष्णवां च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सागना रघुनाथं विदं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं राधाकृष्णापादान् सागना ललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपी काकांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ब्रजवानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधु पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो टुगेदर जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव सदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम। थैंक यू वेरी मच डिवोटीज स्पेशली खरातु दास ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्रील प्रभुपाद एंड टुडे आई विल बी यू नो मिसिंग द स्टेशन टुडे ऑनवर्ड इन द आफ्टरनून द ब्यूटिफुल स्टेशन ऑफ श्री रुक्मणी द्वारकाधीश जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा माता गौर निताय and all the devotees here in New Dwarka Dham. So, our God brother Khratu Prabhu was supposed to speak yesterday, but I was not prepared. And when he didn't come, he was late in traffic, whatever it was. He said, oh, you speak. I said, oh. Then by Prabhupada's mercy I spoke. So again, Khratu has agreed out of his God's mercy, that I should speak today also. Yesterday was my second class and today is the third class. So, before I go further, today is third class. So, let's pray unto the lotus feet of most merciful Lord, which Prabhupada has reminded. I remember once in Mayapur, During Mayapur festival, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada was speaking and he said, oh, you people have come from 10,000 miles. Huh? This is simply by the mercy of Lord Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya. When he uttered these words, his throat was choked and he couldn't speak further. So, this is reminding us because Lord Chaitanya is extremely merciful. I am extremely fallen and he is extremely merciful. His mercy has no limit, limitless. And my fallen nature has no limit. Because souls, those who are in the animal bodies, they are very fallen. But Lord Chaitanya even showered his mercy upon the souls in the animal bodies and delivered them. So, I like to remind myself, and we should all try to remember, the most merciful Lord, Lord Gauranga. It is mentioned we should pray, but then I pray, but my prayers are not listened, because my prayers are not pure. I am impure, full of lust, anger, greed, envy, aversion, false ego, so many dirty things. So then how I can pray? I should pray through the predecessor acharyas. The acharyas which Prabhupada has given us, beyond any doubt, they are the Mahabhagavats. So all acharyas my favorite, but this is very favorite acharya, Srila Narottam Thakur. He is praying unto the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. गौरंगा करुणा करो दीनहीन जाने मो संपतिता प्रभु नाहि त्रिभुवाने गौरंगा करुणा करो दीनहीन जाने मो संपतिता प्रभु नाहि त्रिभुवने दाते त्रिनाधारी गौरा डाकिए तुम्हारे कृपा करी ऐसे आमा हृदय मंदिर दाते त्रिनाधारी गौरा डाकिए तुम्हारे कृपा करी ऐसे आमा हृदय मंदिर यदि दया ना करीबे पतिता देखिया पतिता पावन ना किसरे लागिया यदि दया ना करीबे पतिता देखिया पतिता पावन ना किसरे लागिया परिचि भावा तो फाने नाही का निस्तारा शिचरणात्र नाही दाने दासे कर पारा परिचि भावा तूफाने नाही का निस्तारा शिचरणात्र नाही दाने दासे कर पारा श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु दासेर अनुदासा प्रार्थना करिए सदा नरोत्तम दास श्री कृष्ण चे प्रभु दासेर अनुदासा प्रार्थना कर गौरंगा करुणा करो दीनहीन जाने मोसम पतिता प्रभु नाही त्रिभुवने गौरंग दीनहीन जाने मौसम पतिता जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवसदि गौर भक्त वृंद जय श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदन हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे एवरीवन लाउडर कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा श्री श्री गौ नितादवैताचार्य गदाधर श्रीवास ठाकुर की जय षड गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय सो श्रील नरोत्तम ठाकुर इन दिस ब्यूटिफुल प्रेयर्स अन टू द मोस्ट मर्सीफुल लॉर्ड ऑफ दिस कलियुगा लॉर्ड गौरंगा इज प्रेइंग माय डियर गौर हरि बी मर्सीफुल अन टू मी गौरंगा करुणा करो दीन हीन जाने आई एम वेरी फॉलन Deenheen. I don't want to accept myself. I am fallen. Though I am fallen, why I don't want to accept? Because I am too puffed up. Too many sense gratification. Too many lusty desires. But a pure devotee, through the mercy of Srila Narottam Thakur, I give second thought to my mind. I say, my mind, what you are thinking? You are rascal. You are nonsense. And you think you are great is by the mercy of Narottam Thakur and Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Prabhupada, all the wonderful acharyas. Then he's saying, Mosam Patita Prabhu Nahitri. There is nobody more fallen than me in all over the three planetary system. See the humility of pure devotees. Totally free from sense gratification. He's a son of a king, you know, he's a prince. But no interest in princely order, in royal order. His only interest is Chaitanya Charan, the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga. Just imagine the greatness of these Vaishnavas. Then he's saying, Dante Trinadhari Gaura. It's anything for me to learn. I hold a straw in my teeth. Daki ye tumare. I fell. Fall at your lotus feet, my Lord Gauranga. कृपा करी ऐसे अमार हृदय मंदिर यू प्लीज बी मर्सिफुल अन टू मी रिजाइड इन द टेम्पल ऑफ माई हार्ट इफ लॉर्ड गौरंगा विल रिजाइड इन द टेम्पल ऑफ अवर हार्ट देन अवर लाइफ इज सक्सेसफुल महाभागवत इज प्रेइंग देन ही सेइंग पोरीची भावा तूफाने नाही का निस्तार आई हैव फॉल इन टू द ओशन ऑफ नेशंस एंड आई डोंट सी एनी श्योर Nahi ka nistar. I cannot get out of this ocean of nations. Shri Charna Tranahi Dane Dase Karpar. If I can catch hold of your lotus feet, then I can cross this ocean of nations. Beautiful Lord. Lord Gauranga's lotus feet are only our hope by Prabhupada's mercy and by the mercy of predecessor Acharya Srila Narottam Thakur. Then he's saying, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dasera Nudas Prathana Kariye Sadhana Rotam Das. This is a great lesson for me to learn. The lesson is, he's not trying to become a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know what he's saying? I pray unto your lotus feet, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga. I become the servant of your servant. Dasera Nudas. And this is the mood given by Lord Gauranga. गोपी भरत पद कमले और दास दासानुदास एट प्रेजेंट टाइम वी ऑल नीड टू बिकम ए सर्वेंट ऑफ प्रभुपाद एंड दोज हु आर सिंसियर सर्वेंट ऑफ शिला प्रभुपाद बिकम हिज सर्वेंट दिस इज द प्रोसेस लाइक शिला प्रभुपाद वाज ट्रू सर्वेंट ऑफ हिज गुरुदेव हिज गुरुदेव टोल्ड हिम ही डिड दैट सो लॉर्ड गौरंगा इज अवर ओनली होप And through these acharyas, Prabhupada, Narottam Thakur, and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj, Six Goswamis, by their mercy, we can come to the lotus feet of Gauranga. And if we can have the lotus feet of Lord Gaur Hari, then our life will be successful. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 23, Verse 21. Maharaja Prithus going back home. Please repeat. Deham, body. Vipina, completely failing. Akhila, all. Chetana, feeling. Adikam, symptoms. Patyu, of her husband. Prithivaya, the world. Daitasya, of the merciful. Cha Atmana, also of herself. Alakaya, excuse me. Alakshaya, by seeing. Kinchit, very little. Cha, and. Vilapya, lamenting. Sa, she. Sati, the chase. Chitam, unto the fire. Atha, now. Aropaya, placed. Adri, hill. Shanune, on the top. Deham vipanakhila chetanadhikam. Patyu prithivaya daitasya chatmana. Alakshaya kinchit cha vilapya sasati. Chittam atharopayat adhri shanuni. Deham vipanakhila chetani adhikam. Patyo prithivaya daitasya chatmana. Alakshaya kinchit cha vilapya sasati. Chittam atharopayat adhri shanune. माता जी Thank you. Translation, please repeat. When Queen Archi saw that her husband, who had been so merciful to her, and the earth no longer showed symptoms of life, she lamented for a little while, and then built a fairy pair. Excuse my, pronunciation. Fiery pair, is it right? Yeah. On top of a hill. And placed the body of her husband on it. Purported by His Divine Grace, Bhakti Vedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, founder Acharya of Great ISKCON. After seeing all the life symptoms in her husband's stop, the queen lamented for a while. The word kinchit means for a little while. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Upasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinam Namaste Sachudeva Gaurvani Pacharne Nirvise Shunyavadi Paschata Desatarne. Because of Srila Prabhupada's genius nature, Prabhupada was very genius because of his purity and transcendental situation. He even find a little word which is very, very important. He found this word here, kinchit. Kinchit word. Kinchit means for a little while. And he's talking on the, and this word is very important actually. Very important. What is the importance? Further, Srila Prabhupada is describing. The queen was completely aware that her husband was not dead. But little bit, you know, she was sorry. Her husband has left, who was so merciful to her and so merciful to the Mother Earth. Although the symptoms of life, action, intelligence and sense perception had ceased as stated in Bhagavad Gita. Another word Prabhupada is mentioning here, sense perception. Dear devotees, this is very important. I have seen all the transcendental symptoms in Srila Prabhupada. What are those symptoms? Talking about sense perception. He was able to perceive the things as they are. Nobody should think that this movement was just founded by accidentally. No, no. This is a gift of a pure devotee who is very dear to Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, to the whole world. His tolerance, his sense of perception, his humility, his compassion, his transcendental nature, all the symptoms, Prabhupada. And perception is very, very important. I remember one happening took place in Mayapur the year Prabhupada left for Gaulok Vrindavan, 77. By Prabhupada's mercy, he gave me the opportunity to be his servant. He was very merciful. Though I don't deserve, I'm too fallen, but he's the friend of the fallen. Very kind. He, you know, though he's sick those days, he's not able to move, and by his mercy, I will take him to the bathroom sometime myself, sometime Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was the secretary. I was given the opportunity to be his servant. So, even in that situation, and he revealed to this humble self, he said, Navajigandhar, I haven't eaten for 17 days. And can you cook for me? I want to tell all of you, I have only taste for eating, no taste for cooking. He asked me in 75, when he gave the opportunity to be his servant, he said, Navajigandhar, can you cook for me? So I'm so nonsense. I said, Prabhupada, I don't know how to cook. I refuse. But again he repeated in 77, I remember by his mercy, I said, Prabhupada, I don't know, but if you want me to try, I can try. He said, just try. Imagine this woman is cooking for me. I haven't eaten for 17 days. And he was very weak, I'm telling you. We have to hold him to take him to the washroom. So anyway, by his mercy, I cooked. I prayed to Radharani. I said, Mother, you are the greatest cook. You cook for Krishna. And I am cooking for your pure devotee. If you bless me, Mother, then I can cook, you know. You believe me, but I'm telling you the truth, you know. No exaggeration. By the mercy of first Prabhupada and Radharani, I cooked. And when I served the prasadam to Prabhupada, I'm very afraid that Prabhupada may not like this. And I'm just standing there with the fearful, you know, mind. He said, he started eating. And he knew I'm standing behind. He said, this is to your eternal credit. Oh my God, I can't believe. What credit? He said, you cook for me. And don't teach anyone. I don't know anything. Anyway, I cooked. And then second day, I also prayed. And second day, I think he didn't see anything. Second day, I was worried today. Yes, the first day, by the mercy of Radharani, it was okay, cooking was okay, he liked, you know, not okay, but he liked. When Mahabhagavata likes, you know, this is very pleasing. Second day, I was worried. I said, he didn't say anything, he was eating. I said, Prabhupada, I spoke in Hindi. I said, Prabhupada, prasad achha hai. Is it good? Is it okay? Bahut achha hai. It's very good. Why you are asking? My God. Anyway, so, this just came out of the context. Prabhupada revealed me one thing. I think it was before that thing, when I just started to serve. Even that time he was not well and sick, and there was some program was going on in the Mayapur festival. And program was that one Harinam contest. Different groups were invited from, you know, Gaura Desh to sing and chant, and you know, and then it's a contest. One who will chant nicely, he will be given some prize. So perception, nobody was able to perceive, but Prabhupada, in that situation, he perceived, and he was not going down, but in his room, he's listening what's happening around. He said, Navajigandhar, yes, Prabhupada. This Harinam contest, yes, Prabhupada. This is Nama Prath. Is it Prabhupada? Yes, it's Nama Prath. So then I spoke to the managers there. I said to one of my godmother, I said that Prabhupada is saying this is Nama Prath. So he said the name, he said, this is that one. Such and such. So, then they came to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, this Harinam contest is a Nama Prath. Prabhupada said, yes. Then Harinam contest was stopped immediately. Point is, we lack sense of perception. We have no perception. Why? Because my mind is lost in the material world, in sense enjoyment. Where is the perception? My mind won't be able to perceive anything because thinking of the sense enjoyment. One devotee, I remember, some talk was there with one devotee, so I mentioned about one devotee Then he said, Mahat Seva, I remember. Mahat Seva. And that Mahat Seva to whom this, my godbrother was referring, is no more in the moment. Mahat Seva. What kind of Mahat he was? He fell down. And even went to the TV and spoke against ISKCON. Such an unfortunate. And he was placed on a big seat. So no perception. So sense perception only comes when we are blessed by the pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada, predecessor Acharyas, and if we free ourselves from offenses, then the perception will come. But I have seen one personality, Srila Prabhupada, who was able to perceive the things as they are. If see a person, you know, like Prabhupada mentioned about, this chapter is actually about mother, not chapter, but this verse is about Mother Archie. Archie, she is such a noble Mataji, such a noble soul. Further, Prabhupada is talking about her greatness. Prabhupada mentioned this because he is able to perceive the things as they are. He said, our predecessor Acharya didn't allow a woman to stay in the temple, but I let them stay. That's why I was successful. He said this. I let them stay. And I remember once one of my godbrother wrote a letter to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, why we should let women stay in the temple? They're simply problem. Actually, women are not the problem. Problems are our own mind. I think this was, his mind was the problem. And wrote very strong letter and Prabhupada read that letter. It was read to him. I was right there. And what was Prabhupada's reaction? He said, I cannot kick. And he said, Prabhupada, we should kick all the women out of the ashram. He wrote, he dares to recommend to a Mahabhagavat. You know, this is our fallen nature. To kick all the women out. But what was Prabhupada's comments on his letter? He said, they are also souls. How I can tell them to leave the ashram? It's not proper. Actually, when we have problem with our own mind, we accuse others. This is the nature of the stupid mind. Prahlad Maharaj has no problem with his mind. His mind was totally in his control. When Lord Narsingdev asked, Prahlad, what benediction you want? First he said, my Lord, I am not a merchant. The devotional service is not a business, my Lord. Please don't allure me like this. I am an asura, born in the family of demons. If you will allure me, I will go for it. He was very transcendental Vaishnava. But Lord Narsingdev to teach us. Lord Narsingdev appeared for the protection of the devotees through Prahlad Maharaj. He said, no, Prahlad, I am very pleased with you. Ask benediction. Jai Krishna Bhaje Sei Bada Chatur. Anyone who is worshipping Krishna, he is the most intelligent person. And who is more intelligent than Prahlad Maharaj? Who is more intelligent than Prabhupada? Who is more intelligent than the six Goswamis, Gaur Kshodas Babaji, Bhaktisnath Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji? Because they are the most intelligent, because they are pure devotees. They have dedicated their lives to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So he is very intelligent. He is now wondering, Lord is insisting upon that I should ask for a benediction. So if I won't ask, Lord will be annoyed. He said, oh Lord, my Lord, if you want to give me something, then forgive my father. Then question arise, your father was giving you so much trouble, and he tried to kill him, but can be more trouble than this. You are asking benediction for him? You are asking forgiveness for him? Yes, my Lord. Why? Who can give trouble to whom? This was my karma. This is understanding. Prahlad Maharaj's mind was totally in his control. Even he is seeing his worst enemy, his father, not as his enemy. A great lesson to learn. So, the sense of perception only comes when we are able to situate ourselves properly. When we are able to elevate ourselves on the transcendental platform by freeing ourselves from our offensive nature, full of offenses, you know. 10 offenses are there we recite every morning. But there are so many other offenses in nectar of devotion. Seva, prad, and so many other offenses that are there. And as long as me, you, he, she, if we are offensive, my advancement will be checked. I will make one advancement. I will make advancement towards the death. Death will come close to me, but I won't make any spiritual advancement. I will be stagnant if I'm committing offenses. So, Srila Prabhupada has a great sense of perception. He was able to perceive the things as they are. And if somebody has come to him, he will see the person, he will read his mind, because he's a pure devotee. Okay, what service you like to do? Well, he will become so pleased simply by seeing Prabhupada. Oh, okay, what do you think of doing this? All right, I will do, I will do. And when devotee will do, because he inspires the devotee, devotee do, if they do go for book distribution, they will distribute books like crazy. If they do any other service, they will do like crazy because they are so much inspired by Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was able to perceive their, you know, goodness. Everyone has something good and something bad, you know. And pure devotee, Prabhupada said this, if you see any spark, then you should fan it, it will become fire. So Prabhupada saw the sparks of people sold in this tract of land. He fanned that and they become fire. They were lost in the material world. They were frustrated from the materialistic way of life. But Prabhupada came and they were thinking and because of their conditioned state, they were thinking to be hippie will be a great for us. No more stereotype life. We will be hippie. No good eating habit. We can sleep anytime we like. Wake up anytime we like. Mate anytime we like. No bathing, no, just a filthy life. They were thinking, but they became more miserable. But then Prabhupada, from hippie, they made them happy. Gave this beautiful Krishna consciousness. So this was his sense of perception. He was able to perceive things as they are. And because of his transcendental situation, because of his purity, because of his greatness, he founded this mission and within such a short time, he spread the mission all over the world. Credit 100, not 100%, but 101% goes to him. His tolerance, his humility, his perception, his kindness, his compassion, everything. Whole credit is his, and he should be glorified for generations to come. And then generations will be blessed by Krishna because Krishna will be pleased by seeing that his devotees are, his pure devotee is glorified. But my problem is, I want to glorify myself. I don't want to glorify Prabhupada. I want to put myself in the forefront. That is my biggest problem. But I pray to Srila Prabhupada, I should be able to overcome this problem. I should be able to overcome this problem. It's a very big problem. No. Why? Who I am? What is my credential? Just nonsense. I have no credential, but I want to put myself in the forefront. Then Prabhupada tells one story. Puna Musika Bhava. Again become the mouse. So many times he told this story. We don't want anybody to become mouse. We want everybody to should stay tiger all the time. Huh? But if I will do some nonsense, I would become mouse again. Mouse life is a horrible life. So this tiger life, this beautiful life is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. I must put Prabhupada in the forefront, pray for his mercy. Huh? And if he is very merciful. Once one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, you be merciful unto me. You know, sometimes devotees are little, what do you call, overacting or something like that. Huh? You can say that. Prabhupada sometimes very emphatic, you know, very emphatically said, my mercy is there for everyone. This is up to you to take. How much you take that? And actually his mercy was there for everyone. If I don't behave myself, what is the fault of Prabhupada? Tell me. Is there any fault of Prabhupada? Sura Prabhu? Is there any fault of Prabhupada? Michael, where are you? That's what I was wondering, Prabhu. Stay here. Oh my. Because. Is there any fault of Prabhupada? No, it's my fault. But I'm very good accusing others. That's very bad. It's not good. So, Prabhupada's mercy is just like a sunshine, shining equally everywhere. If someone doesn't go and sit in the sunshine, go and sit in the dark room, what is the fault of the sun? This is his fault. This is his ignorance. He is not enjoying the beautiful sunshine. So, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here, action, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Deho nasmin jatha dehe kaumaram yovanam jara tatha dehant praptir dhiras tatranam uyyati. As the embodied, how to pronounce it proper? Embodied? Embodied. Is it okay? Embodied. Okay. Embodied. Soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age. This soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. So Mother Archi, she is a self-realized soul, pure devotee. For a little bit she cried because her very noble husband has left. But now she is not anymore lost. She made a, what do you call, fairy pyre. Pyre is proper. Fairy pyre. Thank you for pyre. Fairy pyre. And then placed her husband there. It means she was in a good sense. See the greatness of this great lady. When a living entity transforms from one body to another, a process generally known as death, as sane man does not lament, for he knows that the living entity is not dead, but is simply transferred from one body to another. Out of my childish nature, when in early days, when Prabhupada was sick one day, I was worried. I said, Prabhupada, you know, you're very sick. They say, anyway, one day we are going to leave our body. It's totally transcendental. We are not thinking leaving body is some big deal, you know. We have to leave the body. This is the self-realized soul. I was able to feel this. Whereas in my case, I'm very fearful. Death will come. What is going to happen? And the Prabhupada has mentioned, you know, unless our mind is totally properly situated, then it's very fearful. Death is very fearful. You know. And even little thing happen, I am very afraid. I've become fearful. What is going to happen when I will be forced to leave everything behind? What to speak of my possessions, my husband, my wife, my this, my that, my relatives, my friends, my money. Even I'm going to leave this body behind. I'm so much attached to this body. Then what will be the situation? Then what will happen? But if I can become self-realized soul, then there is no fear. And to be a self-realized is not a joke, you know. It's not a joke. You know what Prabhupada said? I have founded this society. Open up the centers all over the world. And even if one goes back to Godhead, then my mission is successful. He said this. How rare it is. It is rare, but it is there. It is rare, but it is there. Without going back to God, I have no other way out. Either I go in this lifetime or millions of life to come. But can all of you do one favor to me? I am asking, you are looking at him. Are you ready to do one favor to me? Only one Archita Prabhu is saying, like this, others are saying no. Favor is that please pray for me so that I don't want to come back to this world. Can you do this favor? thank you very much, thank you. Archita, thank you very much. And those who are not, those who don't want to pray, thank you them also. Thanks everyone. In India, when some nice, good saints, when they go for begging, like Madhukari is, you know, very important. When they go for begging, some people, you know, give something, some don't. Hey, get out! Hey! You know what the real saint will do? Thank you. Jo de uska bhi bhala, jo na de uska bhi bhala. One who gives, thanks. Not give, thank you very much. So those who haven't prayed for me, thank you them also. And thank you Archita Prabhu also. Archita and I think next to my God brother. Yeah, you also prayed? Thank you for you also. I thank everyone. Those who didn't pray, those who don't want to pray, they say we want to go ourselves to the back home, back to Godhead. Thanks them also. And thanks everybody. So, devotees here, Prabhupada was totally on the soul platform, and I have seen, I was able to feel that he was not worried for leaving the body. He's not worried. He's not thinking I'm going to leave. No. Once Prabhupada was asked this question in Berkeley, California. Swamiji, what will happen when you will die? You know, how this movement is going to go on. You know what was Prabhupada's answer? He said, I will never die. I will live in my books. Actually, soul never dies. Prabhupada is there in his books. He's guiding us. And pure devotee never dies. Nobody dies, but impure soul will think I'm dying, but pure devotee is transcendentally situated. No question for him to think like that. The queen should have been afraid of being alone in the forest with the body of her husband. But since she was a great wife, such a great wife, of a great personality, she lamented for a while, but immediately understood that she had many duties to perform. Let's see. This is the greatness. Many duties to perform. Thus, instead of wasting her time in lamentation, she immediately prepared a fairy pair on top of a hill and then placed the body of her husband on it to be burned. Maharaja Prithu is described here a daita, for not only was he the king of the earth, but he treated the earth as his protected child. Similarly, he protected his wife also. It was the duty of the king to give protection to everyone, especially to the earth or land which he had ruled, as well as the citizens and his family members. Since Prithu Maharaj was a perfect king, he gave protection to everyone, and therefore he is described here as a daita. Prithu Maharaj was wonderful. He gave protection to Mother Earth, to his wife, and he ruled his citizens just like his own children. This is what is needed. And as you know, that Prabhupada wanted to run a political party. Prabhupada wrote a letter to Balwanta. He said, our ultimate aim is to take part in politics. Because Krishna took part in politics. So we have to follow. And he's saying, if we can take over the government, then the general populace can become happy and peaceful. He wanted this. And Prithu Maharaj, we should follow the footsteps of Prithu Maharaj. He ruled his subjects just like his own children. This is needed. So this beautiful political party is needed here in the US. Things, nobody is doing that. And a political party is needed in India, so that India become Krishna conscious. Good leaders comes in the forefront. And I think we should try to fulfill this desire of Prabhupada, because things are going from bad to worse. Because the leaders are not Krishna conscious. They are contaminated. They are of material conscious. They just want to eat, drink and be merry. And they are, pulling their subjects to the hellish condition of life. If Krishna conscious people will become leaders without any ulterior motives, then the general populace can be made happy and peaceful. So, yes, Prabhu, Sura Prabhu, you're saying something? Say again. Sura is a little tired today because he works very hard. I know he's a very hard working devotee. Huh? My?
Fan club.
Fan club. Yeah. You're too merciful, Sura Prabhu. Thank you for your presence. And Prabhupada bless you. And thank you very much, all the devotees. Now all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Any question, any comments anybody has? Hare Krishna. No question? No, Mataji has any question? Mother Misha has any question? No? Okay. So Mother Misha, you have to become like Mother Archie. You will do that? Very good. Thank you. Prabhupada bless you.